Good evening and welcome to 2020 Friday. 2 years ago tonight, a young woman in Atlanta died an agonizing and unnecessary death. Her killer was a macaque monkey, carrier of a deadly virus. How she became infected and why she died raised an uproar about the famous research lab where she worked and about the thousands of these monkeys being used today in research labs across the country. Did one of America's top labs put its workers and the surrounding community at risk? Chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross went looking for answers.
35 miles outside Atlanta, in the middle of a suburban community, and hidden from view by a grove of trees, are the animal holding pens for one of the most prestigious research labs in the country, the Yerkes Center at Emory University. This is home for more than 1,000 very special and also potentially very dangerous monkeys. Macaque monkeys, all presumed to carry an exotic, fast-moving virus called herpes B, which when transmitted to humans can cause an excruciating death.
She got to the point she couldn't breathe. She's frightened to death.
22-year-old researcher Beth Griffin was splashed in the eye with just a few drops of body fluid from a macaque and died 6 weeks later.
She said, "Dad, I'm scared. I thought about that at night."
A death now raising serious questions about the handling and the possibility of escape of these disease-carrying monkeys at Yerkes. A death Beth Griffin's parents, Carol and Bill Griffin, say the famous scientists at Yerkes could have prevented.
I just can't imagine an organization so blasé about something so dangerous. The probability of this happening is very low, but the risk once you get infected is deadly. And Beth proves that point.
An active volunteer in her hometown of Kingsport, Tennessee, and in projects overseas, Beth Griffin was the youngest of two daughters in a close, loving family. Her father, a doctor. Her mother, studying to be a Methodist minister.
Beth loved Yerkes. She loved her job. She loved the people there.
It was a morning in October 2 years ago when a macaque monkey in a cage splashed Beth in the eye with a liquidy feces.
And so she said she took a damp paper towel and blotted her eye and got brown material on the paper towel. And the person working with her said, "Oh, don't worry about it. You don't need to rinse it out."
But human blood cells can be infected by the fast-acting herpes B virus seen here within 5 minutes of contact.
45 minutes later, she said, "I got brown material out of my eye. I need to rinse my eye out."
At 45 minutes, it was too late.
It was too late.
It was too late.
There are thousands of macaques used at labs and universities across the country. In some cases, infected workers have been saved by treatment with drugs. But since the late 1950s, some two dozen researchers are known to have died from the virus passed by a macaque monkey. So even though the monkeys aren't always contagious, there are detailed federal guidelines that spell out the need for quick action for any exposure, including to the eyes or other mucous membranes. There was no such quick action for Beth Griffin, according to her parents.
This is an urgent, vital public health mission. It is going to involve some risks.
Dr. Tom Ensel, the director at Yerkes, is the man Beth's parents say set the wrong tone at the center and sought to dismiss alleged safety shortcomings.
Her parents feel she didn't have to die. That Yerkes, that you could have done a better job.
You know, there's always a tendency to, when something like this happens, something of this magnitude, to want to point fingers and to ask who's responsible.
Are you responsible?
But if you're looking for the villain in this story, you don't have to look any further than herpes B. That's what killed Beth Griffin.
Just because you get this disease does not mean it's a death sentence.
No.
But it is a death sentence if people don't respond.
It wasn't until a week after the monkey splashed her, with her eye still bothering her, that Beth Griffin went to the emergency room of the Emory University Hospital. Here, she was diagnosed incorrectly as having pink eye and sent home, but concerned enough to contact the Yerkes staff nurse.
And the nurse yelled at her for not having filled out an incident report. Once she completed the form, that was it.
And then it was supposed to be reviewed by a physician that is knowledgeable in this disease. Instead, It was reviewed by a PhD psychologist who said, nothing else needs to be done.
Nothing else needs to be
done. On the form it was written, no follow-up necessary.
You've seen that document. What happened there?
I don't think it's going to be helpful for us to go back and dissect and say, what happened then, and who's to blame?
It was only when the Griffins say they essentially demanded a specialist be brought in that the deadly herpes B virus was recognized and the treatment began.
If you had gotten to that person early, and I mean within the first week, she would be here today.
This would be the last family photo of the Griffins, with Beth trying to put on a brave face.
In one little instance, I think that'll show you a little bit about Beth. She was feeling badly, and she was sitting up in bed a little bit, and I was rubbing her back, and I lost a little bit and started to cry. And she said, it'll be okay.
But it wasn't. The final horrible stage of the disease began, as Beth became paralyzed from her lower limbs to her neck, only able to communicate with her parents by blinking her eyes.
She spiked 107 degree fever, and we could get it down as low as 105, packing her in ice with a refrigerator blanket.
And she knew the whole time, every day, she knew she was getting worse.
But in 6 weeks from the time she was splashed in the eye.
Right. She died. She died.
Beth Griffin's death led to a full federal safety investigation, and Emory paid $66,000 in penalties for violations of job safety standards, although it denied any wrongdoing. In a confidential Department of Labor report obtained by 2020, investigators found ineffective training, that employees were told not to worry about splashes, and a failure by Yerkes to require appropriate eye and face protection despite the known risk of macaques and herpes B. Dr. Ensel says exposure through the eyes, ocular exposure, was always considered low risk.
Prior to this event, there had never been a case of B virus as a result of ocular exposure.
But a number of other research centers, although not all, acted much differently than Yerkes.
You should add a plastic face shield or goggles to your protective.
This is a training tape made at the University of Texas, the year before Beth Griffin died, detailing the need for face and eye protective shields for everyone handling macaques. Part of safety guidelines, actually developed with the help of the people at Yerkes, but never fully implemented at the Yerkes Center.
Beth proves the point that those precautions were in the guidelines for a very good reason. They were ignored. She got infected. She died.
And at the Yerkes Field Station, a number of employees say what had gone on before Beth's death, when these pictures were taken, continued, but still no face shields required for all employees until many months later.
I think there was a couple pair laying around that were all scratched up from I don't know when. One individual actually brought in a pair of swimming goggles to try. Everybody was in fear at this time. There was still that fear.
Bridget Mueller and her mother, Bonnie Eckert, both supervisors at Yerkes, say they lost their jobs when they tried to confront Dr. Ensel with their safety concerns in the wake of Beth's death.
That's when he told me very abruptly that, well, Beth is responsible for her own death. Beth did not wash her own eye out. And
that's what Tom Ensel told you?
That's what Tom Ensel told me.
I have never felt that, and I don't have any memory of ever saying anything like that.
You didn't do that.
I did not blame Beth for her death.
He told me it was her fault. It was nobody else's.
The specific reason Bridget and her mother were given for being forced out, accepted demotion, or resigned, was this unauthorized videotape they secretly made at Yerkes and wanted to show Dr. Ensel.
Yes, that's very large.
So just grab them like that.
Just grab them.
As many as they can carry.
As many as they can carry.
The tape does show employees wearing their new face shields, but transporting tranquilized macaques on the back of a truck, not in cages, with the monkeys left unattended for more than a minute, a practice Yerkes has since changed.
This one right here is actually, he's starting to come up, and you can tell there's nobody around. There's the potential for escape. And these are herpes B positive animals we're talking about.
And they have actually escaped?
Yes, they have.
None of the tranquilized macaques have been known to escape, but there have been others, including one that ended up in the backyard of Bob Powers.
My wife and my daughter were screaming hysterically at that point, and there was probably five or six guys in, like, long white trench coats, and they had rifles in their hands.
And when I was about to open the door, I seen the monkey.
You saw the monkey. And he was right here on the second step.
Wait, there.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's where he was sitting. And you screamed? And what did the monkey do?
The monkey just sat there.
Yes.
According to an official Yerkes incident report, the monkey darted through other backyards before returning on its own to the compound the next day.
That was a herpes B positive animal.
The same kind of animal that led to the death of Beth Griffin?
Yeah.
Exact same?
Yes.
Dr. Insel later joined the search, according to the report. But he tried to tell us we had our facts wrong.
We talked to the neighbor who had the monkey on his porch next to his little girl.
No, absolutely not. I don't know.
Absolutely not?
I do not know of any event in which there is a monkey on someone's porch near the field station.
No one's ever told you that from the field station?
No.
What did they say to you about the possible danger of this monkey?
Well, I asked them if that was one of the infected monkeys, and they said that there was no harm with the monkey being loose. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, if there's no harm, why are all yous armed?
Well, obviously, it's a risk to have a monkey near children, and it's not something that we would ever endorse or expect to have happen.
It did happen, though.
You've been told that it happened, and I
by the father of the girl, by the girl, and by members of your own staff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the report that they filed. And you were out there, but no one ever told you that.
Well, I was out there at the time this happened, and no one ever told me that there was a monkey on the deck of anyone's home.
2 weeks after our interview, lawyers for Emory acknowledged a macaque monkey did end up on a neighbor's deck next to a four-year-old girl. It was 2 years ago tonight that Beth Griffin died. And for her parents, the pain of what happened to their all-too-trusting daughter is still very real.
And what she told me is, Dad, I can do it myself. I'll take care of it. Now, don't think there's not been a few nights I've sat there and wondered, why didn't I push back? But I have encouraged her whole life, to be independent, to be her own person. That's a burden I'll have to carry the rest of my life.
Oh, Brian, that poor father, as if he didn't have enough heartache. But it makes Dr. Insel's attitude all the more difficult to understand.
Well, that's what Beth's parents thought, and they had sought his ouster. 1 month after our interview with him, Dr. Insel unexpectedly resigned to take on a new national research project. He said it had nothing to do with Beth's death.
A few weeks ago, on 2020 Wednesday, you did a report that these same monkeys are being sold as pets.
Yes, these macaques are in widespread use in the pet trade, carrying the same deadly herpes B virus around children, around people, unprotected.
So even though they're cute, do not buy these monkeys.
They are dangerous.
Thank you, Brian, very much. We'll be right back.